It was something a friend said a while ago that prompted a line of thought. I'd been asking Anne about her COVID-19 isolation in the UK, and I was expecting her to say how she wished for it to be over and that she wasn't enjoying it at all. Well, her reply was quite different. Anne said it actually wasn't bothering her at all, as her younger life as an only child had prepared her for being alone. For myself, being number four of four siblings, that didn't really apply. But then I thought about my life as a musician and how that might help in this time of isolation. For any musician, reaching the level where you can audition for music college and are accepted, it means you have almost certainly spent a lot of time on your own. From early childhood, where you might be playing your instrument with the supervision of a parent every day, let's say for 30 minutes, to teenage years, when you start to explore where you go in your life and you commit to 2 or 3 hours of practice, by the time you reach 18, you will have spent approximately 7,000 hours on your own. 7,000 hours devoted to developing sound production, coordination, memory, concentration, intonation, musical style and historical knowledge, finger agility, mouth agility, speed and strength, musical phrasing, articulation, and the creation of truth in beauty. Sure, musicians play with other people and have lessons, but the real work is done on your own. Just you and your instrument. You get up early to squeeze in your practice before school, and if you're already at college, you get up even earlier to claim a room before anyone else does. Practice rooms are often very, very small, with no windows, and the combined sounds of other musicians practicing through the wall, it comes to you like some weird, distant musical battle. But musicians are never on their own. All those facets of practice, they become like friends. Okay, maybe frenemies sometimes. To the musician. We develop a superhuman inner ear, imagination, and inner life. We live inside music. And because musicians have continued to work on their art for decades, and they have never given up, that means you, every day, can listen to their results. So, perhaps we are better at being alone than we think.